Mr. Schultz, sir.
Yeah, hello.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
U.S. Steel just announced a...
price increase?
Fairly sweeping set of price increases that are quickly estimated to be in the vicinity of 8%, but nobody's had a real chance to analyze it. And the question is what to say about it, if anything. And there are two things that it seems to me could be said completely within any framework of the negotiations. One is that we were not informed in advance of this action, so that we don't have any, we try to nail down the fact that we didn't have any deal with them about prices. And I've checked, and they hadn't talked with John Connolly, and they hadn't talked with McCracken, and I know they haven't talked with me about prices. And the other is to say that they have an unfavorable competitive position now, and this only worsens it, and it doesn't seem to be in their long-run interest.
That's correct.
I've written this out as follows. The administration was not informed in advance of this action, and therefore we do not have any detailed analysis of it. However, in view of the already unfavorable competitive position of the domestic steel industry, we question whether this price increase is in their long-run interests. Price increases of this magnitude and at this time are bound to have an adverse effect on market penetration, on the tonnage of steel produced in the United States, and on jobs in the steel industry.
Well, that's, and that, why don't you add that the that it is essential now for the new productivity commission or whatever it is to, could you put in something on that?
I don't know whether that would bear the weight of this.
All right, okay.
Of,
all right, fine.
Of a thing.
That in the, well, say in the long term, without mentioning that, then they say that in the long term, both steel management and labor must work together for purposes to stay here for a second. Must look to this problem and or price themselves out or something of that sort.
I just
say that, and I wouldn't be concerned about cracking them too anyway. I mean, I have no concern about cracking them.
All right, I'll put a little tougher sentence on the
right,
end.
Fine.
We'll let
how did that Hudson handle the rail thing announcement and everything?
Yes,
right.
He did.
Right.
He played it the way we agreed. I think the price thing caught him a little off guard, so we'll try to nail that down.
Fine, good,
Warren,
fine, fine.
Okay.